Our Advent meditation this morning is from the book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verses 14 to 20. It is printed in your order of worship, or you can follow along in your Bible if you have one with you. You'll find it four books to the left of Matthew. This is Zephaniah 3, verses 14 to 20. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, "Fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. I will gather those of you who mourn for the festival, so that you will no longer suffer reproach. Behold, at that time I will deal with all your oppressors, and I will save the lame and gather the outcast. I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time I will bring you in, at the time when I gather you together. For I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth, when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord." This is God's word given for our good. Let's pray. Lord God, we do thank you for your word. Lord, and as we hear it this morning, we pray that you would move in us by your Spirit, and that our eyes would be opened to see your love for us in Christ through the power of your Spirit. Lord, may we be moved to not only see this love, but to embrace it, to receive it, and to know that we are called by you, children of God. Lord, may we hear this good news this morning, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it is fitting that our passage this morning from this Lessons and Carols service invites God's people to sing. God invites God's people to be a singing people. Sing aloud, shout, rejoice, and exult. Sing with all your heart. And why? Because the Lord has removed your judgments and turned back your enemies. Prophet Zephaniah prophesied sometime during the reign of King Josiah of Judah around 630 BC. Zephaniah prophesied of judgment, but he also prophesied of the survival of a faithful remnant. We read of Josiah's reign in 2 Kings 22 and 23 in this remarkable story of a young king hearing for the first time the law being read. The law being read from this book of the law, which had been found in the temple. When Josiah heard the words of the law, he tore his clothes and proceeded to set in place a series of reforms throughout Judah to walk after the Lord, to keep the Lord's commandments, to perform the words that he heard read from the book of the law. But these reforms were not enough. And 12 years after Josiah's death, the Babylonians captured Jerusalem and deported the first of the exiles. And the horror of this coming destruction of Jerusalem and the deportation of its inhabitants is captured in the opening chapter and verses of Zephaniah. And the horror of those verses stand in stark contrast to the beauty of the song that Zephaniah invites and offers for this future remnant. Sing. Your judgments have been removed and your enemies have been turned back. Turn back, yes, but the enemies of God's people were very much still present. As would have been the memories of Jerusalem's destructions and the walls that remained broken down, the gates that were destroyed by fire, and a temple that bore no resemblance to that which Solomon built. Zephaniah offers a song. But I can only imagine that there were some from that faithful remnant who did not feel like singing. Just as I'm sure there are some here this morning who do not feel like singing. One of my daughters, Lily, who is 3, loves to sing, especially in the car. Without fail, the moment that the car goes on, I hear from behind me, "Music, please!" But it's not just enough for the music to be on or even for Lily to be singing along with the music. Lily wants you to sing too. So not only will I hear, "Music, please," but also, "You singing, Daddy?" And there are days, no matter how joyful the invitation or catchy the tune, I simply do not want to sing. Maybe I was rushed. Maybe I spent too much time on Facebook already that morning. Maybe those things are just telling me something about myself that needs deeper work. Sing. I don't want to. And the invitation here this morning, I'm here, and I'm sure for some of us, is no different. Sing. But I don't want to. The news just itself can offer reason enough. We're gathered in here singing while out there are people hurting. Just this weekend, 14 shootings since Friday in the city of Chicago. 2 less than a mile away from here where we worship. Videos continue to emerge even this week of African-American young men assaulted by police. The cloud of Laquan McDonald's murder remains heavy over this city. We're witnesses, once again, of another mass shooting. We seem to not be able to get away from the hysteria and craziness of an election year. And in India, we have cities, entire cities, underwater. And I could just go on. And that's only out there. What about in here? It can be easy to name the darkness that I see, that we see around us. Overwhelming and terrifying, maybe, but plain to see. Much more difficult is it to name the darkness within me. And once named, what are we to do about it? What do we do with the darkness we see and feel, both within and without? Well, we often scramble, desperately seeking to avoid any way possible the darkness. We grasp. We grasp at anything that might offer some semblance of control of the situation in the midst of darkness. Or we simply hide. As we heard in the first lesson from Genesis 3, much like Adam and Eve, we choose to hide. Hide from the presence of God and from each other. To sing, that's an invitation to draw near, to trust. But I'm not sure I trust, nor am I certain that I want to draw near to God. But here's the beauty of the song that Zephaniah invites us to sing. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. We might not want to sing, nor might we want to draw near to God, but God draws near to you and to me. And this is the good news of Christmas. God is in our midst. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. God draws near. And Zephaniah paints this beautiful image for us to see. This God draws near is a God who sings. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by His love. He will exult over you with loud singing. Our God, our King, sings over you and over me. He sings over all of our darkness, all of our struggles, even to draw near. Our singing God, the true light, enters into darkness, shines into darkness, and sings. And the darkness has not and will not overcome it. Our God is a singing God. And our singing God invites us to sing along too. And why sing? Because I will bring you in, God says. I will save the lame and gather the outcast. I will change their shame into praise. I will bring you in, and I will gather you together. The God who draws near and sings over you and over me, he brings us close. Coming to us in Christ, God draws near. And through the cross, takes away our judgments, and through the resurrection, clears away the enemies of sin and death. You and I no longer need to fear. Yes, darkness remains. Sin is present. Death is all around us. But these enemies no longer have the final word. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save, and our King who sits on the throne promises to one day make all things new. And this, our God and King, our singing God, sings over us and invites us to sing. So we sing in waiting, come thou long expected Jesus. We sing in darkness, let all mortal flesh keep silence. And we sing in hope, O come, all ye faithful. May we be a singing people who points to our singing God. And if we're not ready to sing, may we listen. Listen to this singing people and find rest in a God who rejoices over you with gladness, quiets you by his love, and exults over you with loud singing. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, we come to you, but only after you have drawn near to us. And Lord, we come heavy. We come joyful. We come all these places in between because you have brought us close. Lord God, we thank you for this word that points to our God who loves us so much that you sing over us, that you entered into our darkness that we might know your love. Lord God, may we be a people who sing and whose hands do not grow tired from seeking to love our neighbor as you have loved us. Do this work in us now, we pray. Amen.